Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app. Go to the Apple or Google stores and download our app. Or, you know, sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go, or your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our elections, calling them into question, attacking the integrity of our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the clearest voices standing up for our elections, standing up for our democracy. Well, a major legal event coming out of New York City. Sarah Palin's claim, defamation claim against the New York Times, was rejected by a jury, and a judge had previously said outside the presence of the jury that if they came back and even if they said that there was defamation, he thought there was no evidence to support that and he would have dismissed it anyway. And they said that Sarah Palin was not libeled by the New York Times. Let me dig that around, because this is a vital First Amendment issue, a vital free speech, free press issue. A lot of people aren't paying enough attention to it. First of all, when you hear the words defamation, libel, and slander, people use them interchangeably. They'll say defamation of character, you know, that kind of thing. These are people who have heard these terms are not conversant with them. Defamation is the name of the overall tort itself, the overall damaging thing. And there are two prongs, libel and slander. Libel is written defamation. Slander is verbal defamation. If you say something about somebody that isn't true and damages his reputation, that's slander. If you write it down in a newspaper article or a book, that's libel. The distinction is, historically, was you got, it's a little easier to get damages in a libel as opposed to a slander case, but for all intents and purposes now, they're very similar. And there's one exception to that. If you say something about somebody on television or radio that's false and injures their character, injures their reputation, even though that's verbal, because it's radio or TV, it has such a wide range, it's considered libel. In other words, it's just like a newspaper. So there you have it. And this all stems from the fact that the New York Times wrote an editorial a couple of years ago. You may remember back in 2011, Gabby Giffords got shot in Phoenix, congresswoman. She is the wife of Mark Kelly, the astronaut, who is the senator from Arizona. And she was shot by a guy, Jared Loughner. And about 6 years later, there was an incident down in Washington at a baseball game where a number of congressmen got shot. And they would have been killed if there hadn't been a Capitol Police officer there. The New York Times wrote an editorial, and it implied anyway, or it was seemed to imply, that there's a culture of violence right now in politics, which is exactly true, and what I've been saying on this broadcast. But they mentioned Sarah Palin's, back before 2011, Sarah Palin had published a list of congressional districts and put crosshairs on them. And one of the crosshairs was on Gabby Giffords' district. And Sarah Palin said, well, first of all, she said, and she lied, she said these were surveyor marks. Well, they weren't surveyor marks, they were crosshairs. And why the hell would you put surveyor marks on congressional district maps? This is not dissimilar. Senator Burr out of North Carolina looked at a picture of Hillary Clinton on a magazine and said, quote, I'm surprised there aren't crosshairs on it. This is a theme in the Republican Party. In the deeper past, there have been pictures of doctors who provide abortions with crosshairs on them, and at least one got assassinated, was killed. that's not related to Sarah Palin or to Senator Barr. But the point is, if you start putting crosshairs, Roger Stone, when he was being criminally charged, of course, he got pardoned by Trump, but Roger Stone, at one point in social media, put out a picture of the judge in his case with crosshairs on her. I'll tell you what, I and a lot of people who are judges would have yanked his probation immediately, and getting him back in jail. You know, he was out on his good behavior. He has no good behavior. The Republican Party does this. Crosshairs, crosshairs, crosshairs. Oh, they're surveyor marks. Bang. Crosshairs, crosshairs, crosshairs. This is just a very peripheral drift towards violence in our party. The worst is Trump saying that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed and the Second Amendment people should take care of her. Nobody says that about Trump or about Republicans. Democrats don't. I'll tell you, Marjorie Taylor Greene advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, as well as Barack Obama, somehow got away with it. There's got to be consequences of this kind of speech. Anyway, the New York Times put this editorial out. Sarah Palin said, well, that sort of gives the implication that I'm responsible for all this violence. And a judge initially dismissed the claim. Second Circuit Court of Appeals reversed, said, let it go to a jury. But when it goes to a jury, it doesn't mean they can do whatever they want. The judge then sits there for a week or two of testimony and decides if there's evidence. You can't just say it in a complaint. There has to be evidence. And Sarah Palin admitted she's a public figure, which means that even if something untrue is said about her, she has to prove it was done deliberately or recklessly. It's called malice, but it's not what you think malice means. It means, you know, with knowledge that it's false or in reckless disregard of the truth. And she didn't show that. And they said, well, what damages have you suffered? None. Yeah, I'm still getting big bucks at Fox and I may run again. And the judge looked at this and said, now here is a mistake he made. And this is what I want to get to in this broadcast. The mistake judge made was, well, the jury was out sitting. He told the lawyers, no matter what the jury does, I'm going to dismiss this case. There's no evidence. Now, he's perfectly within his rights to do it. He was correct in this case in saying that, but he should have kept it to himself and not said it publicly until the jury came back. Because then if the jury comes back and throws her claim out, he doesn't even have to do it, which is what happened here. But when he says it in court to the lawyers, what is he, crazy? Does he think it's not going to get back to the jury? Well, it turns out it did get back to the jury. Several of the jurors said that they got alerts on their phone that the judge had dismissed it. He didn't dismiss it. He said he was about to dismiss it if they didn't. They then said it didn't affect our decision, and I think that's true, but that gives an appeal issue to Sarah Palin. She'll go up to the Court of Appeals, say, I want a new judge, and he did this, and that affected the jury, and I want to go through two more weeks of testimony and blah, blah, blah. The real problem here, all of the defenses that you're familiar with for the press and free speech against public figures goes back to a case called New York Times versus Sullivan in 1964. In 1964, the New York Times published an article in which it talked about, you know, racial discrimination in the South, and it mentioned sheriffs, and it didn't even mention the name of the guy, Sullivan, but he claimed, well, I'm a sheriff, they must have been talking about me, and they got a damages award against him in state court. The U.S. Supreme Court said no. If, and this is a great standard, it's a true standard, if you're a public figure, if you're a president, senator, congressman, you have plenty of access to the media to correct any story. So if somebody says something untrue about you, just get out there and correct it. Now, however, if they know it's false or reckless and didn't even investigate it, then you can sue them. Well, that cuts out most cases. Most newspapers and TV and radio stations aren't out deliberately to do something. They make a good faith mistake. They can't be sued. There are two justices on the Supreme Court that want to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan, Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch. and there may be others. This right-wing Supreme Court could overturn First Amendment law in this country for the first time in basically 60 years. And that would be a disaster. We would be like an authoritarian country where if you insult the king in Thailand, you can go to jail. One guy went for 60 years. If you insult Putin, if you insult any authoritarian, you will go to jail. We cannot have that in this country. It was a good verdict by the jury and the judge. He should have kept quiet about it. But in the long run, Sarah Palin lost. But going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
I'm going to run something by you that I ran by Dom and Kurt last night, you being an attorney. I suggested after reading this article in the New York Times Magazine from last Sunday about Michael Flynn that we might have been a year and 3 months out better off to have let these kooks do what they were going to do. And here's why I'm saying it. The guardrails seem to be the best at the federal level and at the military level, at the worst, at the state's levels. In other words, you have Giuliani in this article even telling Trump, in quotes, we do this and we're all going to end up in prison. And also, as crooked as he is, William Barr nixed the whole idea of the voting machines and all the rest of it from the question states. What I'm saying is maybe we wouldn't even have to be worrying about Merrick Garland and what he's going to do about this guy. If they would have just shot for it, I think they would have got squashed.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Level, we're going to a break. I'll respond to that a little later afterwards. But, you know, you can't go back and change history and you can't go back and change what's occurred before. But our democracy was in the balance last December and January. I'm going to talk about this a little more after the break, but it only took a few people to stand up, some good people, or we would have been in the Supreme Court about a contested presidential election. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.